Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
Kristen,
I could be your guest.
Yeah,
you can interview me.
I might have to do that
at some
point.
I'm not very successful.
I wouldn't quite say that. So, Kristen, we had Curtis Sabalas on last week, and I thought that interview went well. I'm really excited and anticipatory. Is that a good word?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Even if it's not, it's okay.
About his launch today.
Mm-hmm. 8 p.m.
Yes, yes. So we're going to be on there. We will definitely be downloading his app, which is Talk It. And you'll be able to go to the iTunes store tonight to download that. And it's really a voice app that allows you to take 7 to 10 second voice messages and share them with friends, you know, listen to your friends, move it around, integrate with Twitter and Facebook. So we think that has a lot of potential.
I think it's going to be great to see, to watch and see how one man's dream, literally a dream, he woke up one night with, had dreamt this app, mm-hmm. you know, watch it become a reality and see how it takes off and how it's received by the market.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he said when he was with us last week that his Twitter activity was just like almost 100 times after it was announced.
Exploded.
Yeah, exploded. That's exact. Trending. Is that the word?
Trending. It's right. Trending on Twitter.
Good. All right. Well, let's talk to our guest today, Sam Perkovich. And I suspect this is going to be a very interesting interview. Sam is the broker and the owner of Parkside Realty here in Palm Coast. And if you're in Palm Coast, you certainly know Sam. So let me welcome Sam Perkovich. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Kristen. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
We're glad that you're here. Now, you know, Sam, I've been calling you Sam for as long as I've known you. And I really don't know I know your first name can't possibly be Sam. So let's talk a little more about that.
My first name is Sherlyn. I was named after my mom and dad, a combination of Lincoln and Shirley.
Good thing they didn't have two other names or something.
The rest of the children in the family have normal names.
All right.
And in Sunday school, one of their friends, adults started going, hey, your initials are Sam, and he just started calling me Sam, and it progressed from there.
So since Sunday school,
seven years old.
Yeah. You've been Sam.
And it grew. First it was just a church, and then the school, and by high school it was only Sam.
What do your parents call you?
Sam.
They didn't even like the name they gave you, huh?
I think they quit fighting it.
So, Sam, why don't you tell us a bit about your business, Parkside Realty?
Well, Parkside Realty, you know, you talk a lot in the show about overcoming obstacles. So we founded Parkside Realty in July of 2010 in the middle of this recession. So only either a crazy person would do that or someone who just, you know, lost a screw or something. But it's a wonderful thing. I've got great agents. It's not Parkside's mission to be a big franchise and have 50 agents. I like mm-hmm. having 13 to 15 really top quality agents that do top quality work and that are respected in town.
Well, by 2010, I think it had been pretty obvious to all of us that the economy was in a recession. And here in Flagler, we were at the epitome of that with the bust of the real estate bubble. Why would you start a real estate agency in 2010?
I think part of it was my accountant telling me, you know, you're not really getting any business from this franchise. All of your business comes from repeat satisfied customers and from your base. So why pay the big franchise fees when you're getting customers yourself?
So you were in real estate at the time?
I was. I started in real estate in this county in 2000.
Okay. So you had been in the real estate business here for 10 years decided in 2010 to go out on your own.
That's correct.
Wow, that was an interesting time to pick that. So tell me, she's got a finger to her head. I can understand that. So how's it been coming out of this recession? How did you succeed?
you know what? I've gotten good agents. We have wonderful experienced agents mostly. Just recently hired a couple new people, but they're just top quality and jump right in there. We kept it small. We're really a team. Anybody will pick up for anybody else, answer their phone, show customers, do anything. So it's really about a team concept.
So let's back up a bit. You started in real estate in 2010, but I happen to know that you're from Chicago, and I know you're in the airline business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Got into an argument with my dad when I was in college, actually, and he said he wasn't going to pay for any more school. So I took a break and decided I was going to work for a couple years and earn the money to finish school myself. So with that in mind, a friend of mine's mom worked for United Airlines and got an interview for me. So I went down to interview for what was called at that time the dispatch office, and I interviewed for a clerical position. This is going to give away how old I am, and I started at $475 a month, $475. Mm. Frightening. had to stay home and, you know, try to save money and do that. Interviewed for the position. It was, it's a 24-hour type job, so shifts changed every week. The pay was very low, but it was my foot in the door at the airline, so that was really important to me. So the boss took me around. I had a pretty good idea I might get the job. The guys, you know, when you're 19 years old and you have hot pants and boots on, the guys in the office are real excited. So I was pretty sure I was getting their approval to get that job. So I asked the boss, I said, now, what can I do after this? Because I cannot stay a clerk my whole life. That isn't going to work. And he said, well, you can be a ticket agent. You can be a flight attendant when you're a little bit older. You're not old enough. Or maybe you know, you want to be a reservationist. And I said, well, you just showed me around this dispatch office. I know you need a license. It's fascinating. I want to do that. And he said, didn't even pause, women can't do that.
Wow.
So that was it. Yeah. I went home that night, said, I'm going to work there and get my dispatch license.
Right. So you said, no matter what they say, I'm going to overcome that.
That was it.
And did.
You can't get a dispatch. Well, you can't dispatch until you're 23.
Mm-hmm.
So it
How old were you at the time?
19.
Oh, wow.
So I had to wait a bit. And at first, the company didn't even want to issue the take-home courses for me.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no, you're never going to finish it. You're just going to get married and have kids or something. So no.
But, wow. So yeah, that's the type of problems that existed back in the day, as we say, right?
Absolutely.
There were biases, but, you know, trying to figure out how to overcome those really is critical to success at that time. And we'll talk maybe a little bit more about how it is now. But let me ask you this question. I often ask our guests if they consider themselves to be successful, yes, no. And if so, then how would you measure that success?
And I've heard you ask that question on numerous shows, and to me, it's there's different measures of success.
Yeah.
Some of it's obviously personal.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a marathon, the guy who won is obviously successful, but that doesn't mean that everybody else who participated wasn't.
Right.
They met their goals. Even the people who didn't finish can be successful. They showed up. So that's a tough question. Yes, I think I am successful. I was a successful dispatcher. I helped pave the way for other women. We're a successful realtor, a successful broker. Yeah, I am successful. But it's all a lot of hard work and help from other people and mentors and going that extra mile. Always trying to do things the best you can and one step above that even.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. We've had a couple of guests, Sam, who've talked about going that extra mile, doing what's asked of you plus more, that's really a critical element for success. And I hear you saying the same thing.
Absolutely. And that turns out to be the main reason they did give me that dispatch job. I would stay after my clerk shift and sit in with the guys to self-train.
So you were working shift and then working another shift, not being paid?
Right. Just stayed after so I could learn the job so that when the openings did come and they came in mass.
How long did you do that?
Well, I didn't do it every day, but almost every day.
For how long?
More than a year.
Actually,
then they told me I couldn't do that. They said, no, you can't do that. You're distracting the guys. But that was just a ploy on their part so that I would not be capable of taking over. At that time with the airline, there had been layoffs, so there were maybe 10 men that were in the company working other positions that wanted to come back into that position.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the highest paid ground job other than a pilot, basically. So desirable job.
Yeah. Well, I compliment you for that type of initiative and innovation at such a young age. Says a lot about what you started with, and certainly I see the same type of thing in you today. We're going to take a break so our sponsors have a chance to say what they want to say. We will be right back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and our guest is Sam Perkovich. We will be right back.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. My co-host is Kristen Wetzel, and our guest is Sam Perkovich. Sam, that was an interesting discussion about your background, and particularly your background as a teenager, even getting started in business. And you've been in business now, what was that? You spent 25 years with United?
That's correct. Yes. Yeah.
And then you've been in real estate now, 14, 15?
That's right. Yep, since 2000.
Wow. So what an interesting way to begin a business career. And the adversity that we talked about, what you talked about, was fighting against biases. And we haven't had much discussion about that on the show thus far, because that's really what you had, a predisposed bias to men doing certain jobs. So do you think that exists today?
I don't think it's to the extent it was before. But, yeah, I think it still exists.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I was ready to leave and we came down here, retired down here, by that time the younger crowd had moved in. A lot of younger men and, of course, women got hired after that. And the younger group didn't even think twice about a woman doing that job, mm-hmm. or any minority for that matter, mm-hmm. any mm-hmm. minority. So I think it was more instilled in the older group. So, yeah, there were a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm. So you think not as pervasive, perhaps, as it was, but still prevalent,
right.
still existed.
I think it still exists. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how can people overcome it? I mean, what would you say was what you used? What drove you? What characteristics? What was in your DNA that caused you to fight against that?
What was in my DNA? Well, in my DNA, I suppose, was just from being a young child, my parents always saying, do your best. You can be anything you want. Do anything you want to be. They also were very humbling, though. One of my dad's favorite lines was, remember this, a pat in the back isn't too far from a kick in the butt.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Whenever you did do something well, whether it was the dishes or grades or something like that, don't be crowing on that too long.
Exactly. It's not much of a difference between the two movements, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about PCAF. We've talked about Parkside Realty. We've talked about United and your experiences prior. Let's talk talk a little bit about PCAF, the Palm Coast Arts Foundation. You're president of it, and has that been an easy road for you?
No, Howard, you know that hasn't. No, that has not been an easy road, but we are making progress. It started out as a nonprofit and with a real desire to bring world-class art and culture to Palm Coast. Of course, you need a facility to do that, so that was the initial plan. We got waylaid a little bit with the recession. We lost members. We lost a lot of enthusiasm. But I think now we're coming out of that. We've got a lot of support from city and county. We have our lease to the land, which is huge. We can finally apply for grants. Our sign up there in Town Center helps us get some recognition. Now our biggest challenge is to find the right people to help us build it. I think everyone realizes that the arts might be the missing link here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got great sports complex, beaches, golf, everything wonderful, a growing community and a diverse community. So let's make it an art community, too.
But there's a lot of art here. I mean, as I go around, there are a lot of little galleries. There are a lot of artists, particularly on the, you know, on the A1A side. Mm-hmm. So somebody would say there's a lot of art. So why do we? What are you saying is missing?
Well, there is art here, and that's wonderful. I mean, but we're not an art destination, are we?
Okay. Yeah.
We're not a destination. People don't come here. They discover the art when they're here. Nobody comes here for the art. There's no regular agenda. But if we all group together, there is an alliance for that,
mm-hmm.
well attended by the art community, which is shocking. It shows you how many people are here. But if there was a central place, if there was a central place to hold art, to exhibit art, I think it would draw the community together even more.
So why is art important? I mean, just speak to that for a minute. Why is it important to this community?
And I am not an artist, so let's make that clear to begin with. So to me, that's where all the best ideas come from. A lot of small businesses, a lot of our science all comes from that art. It comes from what you do extracurricular often, not what you do in your office. A lot of the good ideas people have come from their garage, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So to me, all that art pushes us forward. It's what we live for. Wouldn't it just be boring if there was no art, if there mm-hmm. was nothing like that? What would life be for? So it's the reason we're all here.
So you're saying art and culture isn't just a something that's important. It's a part of all of us. It's a part of who we are.
Absolutely.
So why, if you're not an artist, then why is this so important to you? Why are you committing so much time and so much resources and you're not an artist? Tell me.
For me, maybe again, it starts that challenge of people saying you can't do that in Palm Coast. So maybe part of that is the challenge.
This is the same thing I heard about that kid and her father.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Someone tells you you can't do it. I think it makes you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a study recently done by a professional group. One of the things they came back with, which was most interesting to me, is that Palm Coast Flagler County might have an identity problem. They don't actually believe that maybe we are a good enough or great enough community to support an arts community. And that was an interesting discovery for me. How do we fix that? I think that's one of our next challenges.
Well, one of the things that we've tried to do here is to reach into this region and bring on people. And there are going to be more as we continue from Volusia and St. John's who are on the show. Because I believe, as I know you do, that we can be the heart, the pulsating heart of this region. Not for everything, maybe not for economic development, but we could certainly do that from an arts and culture perspective, couldn't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. So, Sam, we were talking about the challenges that people face, the adversities. You've given us some good examples that you've overcome with regards to that. But I like to, in this segment of the show, talk about the keys to success and what message you would deliver. And I'm going to take a little bit of a turn here. What message would you deliver to young girls who are aspiring and are trying to figure out what they want to do? And you've taken a circuitous path to get here. So what would be your advice to them if you were speaking to 200 or 300 right now?
I think it would be to persevere, to keep at it, and find a mentor if you can. Find a mentor, someone to help you. Just don't quit. Don't quit. Just keep at it. Don't change your dream. Keep the dream alive.
Yeah. So I think those are always good advice. And we hear that, Christian, quite often, don't we, about perseverance?
We do. Cuba. That was his P word.
Yeah. Yeah. Cuba Gooding was on, and a couple of weeks ago, and he said it was the P word in response to this specific question. And I didn't know what the P word was going to be, but fortunately,
thank goodness it was a G-rated P word.
It was perseverance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Sam, I want to thank you for being on the show. I think I have a great deal of respect for what you've accomplished as a businesswoman, But the way you've reached outside of that in a very meaningful and powerful way with regards to the Palm Coast Arts Foundation, as you know, I share your view and vision about the importance of that to our community. And I'm hopeful that over the next few years, we'll continue to rally more and more support throughout the community.
I hope we do, too. One of the things we can get out to the community is, isn't it about time that our kids, when they graduate or when they have prom, don't have to leave this county? They have a place right here to go.
Right. Well, absolutely. Thank you again. Our guest today was Sam Perkovich, broker and owner of Parkside Realty and also president of the Palm Coast Arts Foundation. Sam, thank you for being here, and we will be right back after these commercials.
This is John Subers with a Florida Hospital Flagler news update. Florida Hospital Flagler has named Robert Davis to serve as our hospital's chief nursing officer. Robert has been with Florida Hospital for over 16 years and will be responsible for planning and overseeing all administrative functions and clinical standards of practice and care for our patients. For more information, visit FloridaHospitalFlagler.com. This has been a Florida Hospital Flagler news update.
Your partner for life.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel, and our guest that was here and just left was Sam Perkovich. We're at the segment in our show, Kristen, where we're talking about driveway moments. And what was it we heard from Sam that would have made you stay in the car to hear her thoughts?
Well, I think first it was interesting to hear from a woman who's successful in business and was successful before women were really successful. You know, it's something that people my age, I don't think really can wrap their heads around what it would be like to be told that you can't do something because you're a woman.
Yeah, things have really changed in America, haven't they?
Absolutely. I mean, if someone would actually look at me and say, women can't do that, I think I would maybe fall out of my chair. I'm not really sure, but it's just something that doesn't happen in today's business world explicitly like that, like it did back then.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole, you know, she took that adversity, people telling her she can't, and she fights. Sam is a fighter.
Yes, that she is.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like everything she's done, she's fought her way through, and it's almost like that has powered her. You know, those people told her no, and she said, I'm going to work 16 hours a day. I don't care if you pay me or not. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to learn to do it, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah. In fact, that's what the show is about. You know, it's the DNA and the skills that you acquire through overcoming. And that's becomes then a part of you, and then you take it for granted. you sort of forget how it got there.
Yeah, it's, and she's doing the same thing with the Palm Coast Arts Foundation. I mean, she's taking this idea and people are telling her, oh, you can't do that in Flagler County. You can't. And she said, yes, I can. And she's going to. I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that Sam is going to be successful.
Well, and she already is as well. So as we talked, her message around perseverance, which is a constant thread that we're hearing, and then also finding a mentor. That again was something that we have heard before, and I suspect that we will hear again. In fact, we just heard it also last week.
We did, Gary.
From Gary Lubai, talking about the personal board of directors as well as center of influence. So good, consistent messages. Those of you who are listening and who are listening to learn, I think you're getting some good advice from the guests that we're getting on here. So, Kristen, let's talk a little bit about how people can participate in the dialogue.
Well, first, if they missed this show, well, they didn't miss this one because they're listening, but if they missed other shows, they can download the podcast on iTunes. If you go to podcasts and search for Howard Holly Presents, you'll get all of the past episodes, and then the new episodes will automatically populate in your podcasts. They can visit us on Facebook. We are Howard Holly Presents. Holly's Holley. Follow us on Twitter. We Are Holly Presents. If anyone knows anyone that might be a good guest, feel free to let us know, and we'll reach out to them.
Excellent, excellent. Now, our guest for next week is a very interesting choice. His name is Mike Cimento. And if you don't know Mike or haven't had a chance to have a conversation with him, I think you're going to want to make sure you're on this station next Saturday at 10 o'clock. Mike was the first lawyer to hang his shingles here in Flagler Beach. So I think we're going to get an interesting story.
And they just expanded it to
Daytona Beach. That's right. Is it Ormond or Daytona Beach?
I think I read Ormond. I could be wrong.
Well, we'll find out next week. So we'll have a chance to dialogue that. And so my name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
And you are listening to Against All Odds. We hope you have a fantastic week. The best of luck to you in the upcoming week and in overcoming your challenges and adversities both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed week. Bye.